Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today?
That's right. It's Tuesday, man. And I'm telling you, it's the day after Monday.
How y'all doing out there? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk.
And what's going on?
That's right. Can't y'all tell I'm feeling a little spry today? Y'all like that word right there, spry? I know, right? Hey, I want to give a shout out to Open Talk with Les Jackson in the house and of course my girl Vicky. Hi. Yes, 1770 and 1772. Welcome to the show. All right, y'all, man. We got a show for you today. Woman, you are driving us crazy. Yeah. Man, I know somebody's thinking, why in the world did you come up with something like that? Well, you know, be honest with you, it's like this. You know, all week, man, we've been, for the last couple of weeks, man, we have been really on some serious, serious topics here. You know what I mean? So serious, you know, everybody got their thinking caps on, everybody working all hard to get their little comments in. Well, you know what, today I thought, you know, we'll lighten up a little bit. Not saying that men and women relationships are something to be taken lightly, but you do have to admit at times it does become kind of funny. You know what I mean? At times it does become just a tad bit on the comical side. So that's where this topic came from. Women, you drive us crazy. And, you know, of course, ladies, if you want to, you get your chance to, you know, put yours in, but how do men drive you crazy as well? You know, it's Equal Opportunity Day. But, you know, we're just trying to keep it a little light, you know, have a little laughter, a little fun, as well as the serious side as well. So that's all the show is about today. So I hope y'all ready for a good time. Now, for those that, you know, want to join the conversation today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, all one word. And that'll put you right there in the chat room, okay? Damn. And other than that, man, we're going to have us a good time. Yes, we are. So, like I said, I hope y'all got your laughing shoes on and your funny bones cranked up. Because, yes, we're going to have us a good time. Oh, man. Okay. Now, since I have that all out of the way, let's say the house rules are as follows. You know, the house rules are the house rules. Everybody should know them. The regulars know them anyway. And so let me go on and put it out there for those that don't. We do encourage to everybody. I turn no one away if you call into the show, because I like to hear what you have to say. It's always good to hear different opinions and different, I guess you say, different views of someone, you know, else besides the normal crew. You know, so if you want to, you know, be a part of the show, you want to add yours to it, just give us a call. Like I said, 347-838-8622. And you know what? When you call that number, you don't have to say anything. You just call and listen. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to say a word. Just call and listen. But if you kind of shine, you do want to make a comment, one thing you have to do is just send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, and I read your response or your question on the air. See, that's too easy. Too easy. All right. Now, if you should happen to call in and, you know, want to say something, please respect others' time to when they have their time on the mic, just like I will ensure that they respect your time while you're on the mic. Yes, it gets chaotic sometimes. We have to admit that. But for the most part, you know, everybody understands the rules, the regulars anyway, and they pretty much abide by them. Yes, it gets hot and heated and heavy sometimes, but that's all right. If it gets too bad, then I will implement the 3-minute time rule, and everybody get to speak their piece for 3 minutes. Yeah. So I have ways of handling that, all right? And also make sure your sponsors are sweet. I'm not talking about sweet. I'm sorry. Short. And make sure your comments are short and to the point. Okay, no 15 minutes dissertation on that. All right, please, please, please. And of course, you know, another thing is no personal attacks. Do not attack anyone personally on this show. We don't do that with the world. We don't do that here. And, you know, we won't let that happen to you either. Now, of course, if you call in here throwing haymakers, you know, but can't take it, well, don't do it, all right? Because once you throw them haymakers, don't look for Mr. Talk to give you a standing eight count. You're going to take your beating just like you came in here throwing them. I'm just going to put it out there, all right? I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. It's just that easy. It is just that easy. You know, I can't say anything different than that. You know, if you can't take it, don't come in here doing it. That is just that easy. It's just that easy. It's not hard. Not hard. Talk to other people as you would like them to speak with you. Speak to you. And then everything. Oh, really? Really, really, really? It's too low? Really? It shouldn't be low. I don't know why it's low. It should be pumping right about now. Okay, that is a very interesting thing right there. I don't know, Vicky, my volume shouldn't be low. I kind of got it pumping a little bit. But let me know if it has gotten any better. I mean, I don't know why it's low. Maybe. I don't see any issues here on my end. But you know what? We'll take a look at that and see exactly what's going on in a few minutes. I don't know. Vicky says my voice is my own volume is a little low. I don't know why it's low. It shouldn't be low, but we'll work that out. Okay. All right. Oh, can everybody else hear me okay out there? Let me know. Knowledge, I see you out there, brother. What's going on? Yeah. All right. Hope everybody else can hear me out there pretty good. You know, I'm not trying to get low. But anyway, you know, I can hear myself pretty good in my headset, so I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so, of course, you know, the rules, anybody violates any of the house rules, you know, and then, you know, I have to deal with you. You know, I got shotguns and tasers and the green room. Now, if two people get to arguing, y'all want to argue, that's fine. I will let you argue. I'll put you in the green room, and y'all can talk to each other as long as you want, okay? But you're not going to interrupt the show and disrupt the show because two individuals don't want to stop talking or arguing with each other, all right? Okay. That's good. Knowledge, can you hear me okay out there? All right, so those were the house rules. You know, hopefully everybody abide by them. Follow them. Okay, thanks. Okay, now, here we go. Yeah, Vicky, wires near the water is never a good thing. That's for sure. All right. So the quote of the day, as I mentioned before, we even though we have this topic, you know, we kind of want to keep it a little light today. You know, yes, because we know women, you do drive us men crazy. We know this. So, you know, we're going to talk a little serious. We're going to laugh a little. You know, and like I say, women, you can get your jabs in too. You know, we don't want to be all with our back up bold today. You know, we want to have a little fun with this thing. You know, break the knowledge, break the knowledge. Listen to that. You know, break the serious mode, at least for one day. All right, so let's go ahead and get with the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is just pretty much simple, man. Like I say, we're trying to keep it simple and fun today. And the quote of the day is this: never let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. See, that's just easy, simple, nothing hard about that at all. Never, N-E-V-E-R, never let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. That's right. And in many cases, that's what a lot of us do, man. We had that one bad day, and we just think our life is over. Oh, my life just sucks. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? It's just one day. And you know the bad thing about it? Usually, it's not even a whole day. It's maybe one or two things throughout the day, and you just fall apart. You know, all of a sudden making you feel like your life has just ended. Nothing is working for me. I just give up. Well, don't give up. You understand? It's just one or two bad things. But that doesn't, you don't let that define your life at all. That's right. You know, I was on my Facebook page earlier today, and I read something, and I said, wow, this is great. You know, one of my friends, let's say, I woke up to a flat tire at 6 a.m. in the morning on my way to work. But the next thing he said was, God is good. He must be keeping me from something I don't need to be next to. See, that's the way. You always take a positive look at things. You know, things happen for a reason. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Never let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. Benny said that topic could get you in a boat of trouble. Well, Betty, you know what? If it does, it does. We're going to have some fun with that today. And welcome to the show, Benny, by the way. Oh, but yeah, that was the quote of the day. Never let a bad day make you feel like you have a bad life. And that is so great. That's good. All right. So, you know, when your day start off not like you think you should, you just remember that little saying right there, and I'm sure you'll be all right. All right. Okay. You know what time it is now? Do y'all know what time it is now? Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Do you know what time it is? It's time for the songs of the day, man. I'm telling you, and I got a song of the. In fact, I'm feeling so good today. I gave you all a double shot. That That's right, a double shot. You know, this the artist I'm about to play right here, they're, you know, they have done so many great songs. It's hard just to pick one. I'm just going to say, to me, it's hard to just pick one. So I decided to give you a double shot of the artist today. And, man, I'm telling you, I mean, you see, I'm speechless, right? I'm speechless because I love the music myself. So, you know, it's going to be all right. This should get you in a good mood. If nothing else will, it'll get you to jump moving a little bit. Pat your feet at least. All right? So without further ado, y'all, here it is, the Double Shot Song of the Day. All right, y'all. That was a double shot. That was a double shot day. Tammy Terrell and Marvin. Yay! I'm telling you, man, them two made some songs, man. You just can't play one. You have to play that. And, man, I'm telling you, man, I get so hyped when I hear them songs right there. Woo, boy, I tell you, ain't no mountain high enough. Huh? Ain't no valley low enough to keep me from getting to you. But women, y'all know what? Y'all drive us crazy. Oh, man, have mercy. Well, we do feel that way, though. We really do. And y'all, man, y'all know we feel that way, right, guys? We'll do anything for them, but they drive us crazy. Oh, my goodness. Amity, I see you, darling. Welcome to the show. All right, all right, all right. Once again, that was a double shot of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Okay. I'm telling you, that man, that song hadn't got me hyped already. I'm telling you, I was already hyped, but dang, I'm just even more now hyped. I'm ready. Okay. All right. Benny say, my type of the day is going to get going to get me in trouble. And Benny trying to get me in trouble today. Talk about, do you mean that in a good way or a bad way? Oh, you know what, Benny? Honestly, both ways. You know, they can drive us, you know, women can drive us so crazy. Lord have mercy. Let's see, what did it say right here? I got a message on my board here. It says, Blog Talk Radio just experienced a streaming issue with affected about one half of listeners. Listeners can refresh the page and we'll be returned to the show in progress. We're sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you, the Blog Talk Radio team. All right. So, if anybody having trouble, just go ahead and refresh your page so you get back on the air. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right. Anyway. That's right, Benny, both ways. Because, you know, a woman now, let's be honest, fellas. You know, a woman is a beautiful, 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 sexy, some intelligent, thought-provoking person. All right, there. You know, I tell you, for some reason, when a woman comes around and, you know, I don't care what Don Juan says, it doesn't happen. We change a little bit, you know. If we see something we really like, we change. You know, we go out there and, you know, we put our, you know, our peacock feathers come up and, you know, we have to destroy our stuff for a little bit. But we do all that just to go in and say hello. And just go down in flames. Just get shot down. You know. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. But then again, you get those, some of them out there, man. They, oh, man. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. They just not happy. That's not all of them, though. Because there's some of them out there, man. Only thing they want is to be loved. And there's many else out there that will have no problem doing that. But why? Why do we have to go through all the extra just to get to that point? You know, why? Why do we have to go through all the crazy games and the test and and women, y'all know y'all good at that, you know. Later on in the relationship, if the relationship lasts long, you mention, well, you know, I was just testing you when I did so-and-so. What the hell is this test thing? Why are you trying to test me? I'm here, aren't I? I sleep in the same house with you. But you still have to test me? You know, that drives us crazy. Number one, if you're with us and you believe in us, you don't need to test us. You don't. But yet, y'all want to test us like we in high school again. Hell, most of the tests y'all try and give us, we're going to flunk anyway because we ain't thinking about being tested. We just being us. Now, you looking for Joe Perfect, you know, you done seen something on a soap opera or a show at night where No, Prince Charming has just gone out there and bought all these flowers and set the candles around the dang on tub, you know, got petals all over the floor, and he got this chef in there cooking. Well, you know what? That's fine and dandy. That's what you want. But number one, somebody better clean up them damn pebbles. The rose petals off that dang on floor. Number two, all that wax on the side of that toilet, I mean on the tub, somebody got to clean that up also. Number three, who in the heck can afford a real chef to come in your house and cook one meal for you when you can go and get a cookbook or a recipe off the internet and do it yourself? See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Y'all just be having these expectations that just drive us crazy. Men are simple. We're easy. Fellas, I hate to say it like that, but y'all know we are. Only thing we want to do is make you happy. You know, that's it. Oh, Lord have mercy. That is all it is. We just want to make you happy. But we have to go, ladies, y'all put us through so much unnecessary rigmarole, and for what? For what? Why? Why are we being put through all this? Why? You understand what I'm saying? We just want to make you happy. That's all we want to do. But yet you got to test us. I'm telling you, why y'all got to test us? I'm going to take my ring off and see how long it takes him to notice I don't have the ring on anymore. What the hell? What is that, ladies? You know, that drives us crazy. And then you get mad if we don't notice in a couple of days. Well, hell, it's not like we going to be walking around looking at your ring finger all day long trying to see if you have on a dang old ring. You understand? That's not something we as men do. We don't. But yet y'all want to test us to see, do we really love you? Really? Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. Let's see, in the chat room, Benny said, that ain't nothing but the truth. And Vicky said, I had that, so it's out there, only have to attempt something. That's all we want. Your job isn't to make us happy, to make us special, because of the last loser that we may have dealt with. That is not our problem. That is not our problem. Just because you dealt with that loser, why are you bringing it in to us? Why? We done beat our head up against the wall trying to get your attention, trying to be with you. Now you bringing some mess from 8 years ago into this relationship here. Why? Why? You want to be made special. You want to be made to feel special. Well, damn it, you know what? If you want to be made to feel special, you're going to give yourself a damn a massage or something. I'm here with you every day. You know, you are special. Trust me, if a man is with you, he trusts me. He believes you are very special. Yes. You now, when y'all say, I would want to make us feel special, you're talking about a daily thing. Well, that's fine. But your idea of special and our idea of special are two different things. You see what I'm saying? And that's another problem that comes in. Women say, we want to be made to feel special. That's fine. And the guy say, well, I am making you feel special. But now we go back to that fairy tale thing where, oh, my goodness, it's got to be done every day. I want me some flowers every day. And every other day, I want this big, humongous, romantic dinner, the candlelights everywhere, the rose petals in the bed. Well, you know what? If that were the taste to make you feel special, you got an issue today. Because just like you work, we work, you know, and you know, spending time together is special. You know, you don't, let me explain this something to y'all women. And that's why I say men and ladies just don't think alike. We don't. Because, number one, to us, if we sit there and watch a movie with you that we really don't like, you should feel special. If we go shopping with you all day on the weekend or what have you, you should feel special because we don't like that. All right? That's, to us, is making you feel special. Now, what you think is special, come on now. Nobody can afford flowers every day. Nobody can afford those big, humongous, fancy dinners that you're going to be more leftovers than you eat, than you eventually throw out. You know what I mean? And then y'all want to feel special. Now, I'm not even going to say that. I was about to say something, but I'm not even going to say that. What's up, Mike? Yeah, Ebony, I know we is special. Well, let me tell y'all one other thing, too. Ladies, ladies, I'm telling you, you want to feel special? Let me tell you how. you want to get some booty, and as some people say, you want some booty, ladies. You want some booty, right? Yeah, you just got to have it. You just got to have it. Well, let me tell you one thing that will run us away real fast. All right, just before we get ready, we may be in the mood, like, yeah, wait till she get here, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you go in the bathroom and drop a load. Then come get back in the bed tomorrow. I'm ready. No, the hell you ain't. Because I'd have lost my feelings for that. Oh, my goodness. Ladies, that's not... that's not... Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Oh, boy. Oh. Mike in the chat room said, if you ever try to make anybody feel special, you are the problem. What the heck are you talking about, Michael? Now, and of course, Mike has to chime in with his philosophy. Now you are sounding like Michael Freeman from My Saying Booty. No, Mr. Talk is not drunk. Yeah, I'm drunk off humor today. I'm drunk off feeling good. Mike, come on now. If you ever try to make anybody feel special, you are the problem. Michael, that is not right. You know, every now and then, yeah, you should go out your way to kind of make them feel special. You should extra special, not just special, extra special. Now, see, and I think that's another part that men and women get confused on. See, men, when we say extra special, then we talk about the flowers, the fancy dinners, or what have you like that. But at the same time, just like y'all say, we have to earn things. Well, you got to earn some of that too sometimes. No, not all the time. Sometimes we do it because we love you that much and we think, you know, yeah, it's nice. It's time to, you know, do a little extra. See what I'm saying? Just do a little extra. Right? Now, but what y'all can, what we consider extra, y'all feel like you should be doing that all the time anyway. Really? I can't afford to do that all the time. We be living out in the backyard in a pup tent. Oh, man, I'm just saying. And ladies, let me tell y'all something else. You know, y'all, ladies, I'm telling you, look, we are men, okay? We are men. We forget things, especially depending on what time of year it is and what we into. Now, if it's football season and we really into football and our anniversary is during football season, now, I'm telling you, because y'all drive us crazy with this because y'all be like, y'all be dropping hints. We don't be paying no attention to that because we be trying to figure out what's going on with the football. You know what I mean? So help us out, ladies. Write it on a calendar. You know? Or take it in and put it somewhere where we would notice it. You understand? Don't just leave us out there hanging. Oh, Lord have mercy. Vicky said, we are not asking for that. Just to acknowledge and make things, don't take things for granted. We don't forget you. Oh, yes, you do. You forget the men. You do. You forget the men. And you know you do. You forget it. You forget us. You forget us because you get caught up in your stories. You get caught up in your dance class. You get caught up in your knitting class. You know, you get caught up on Scandal and Housewives of Atlanta, you know, and you say you don't forget, huh? Oh, Lord. Artifact say, but other than that, they are special because they're in my life. We are special to each other. We will never try to make someone I will never try to make someone happy. It won't be an effort. Well, Michael, that explains where you are right now, driving up the road by yourself. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Anyway, and you're right, Joe. You know, all through sports season, you know, y'all want to talk. Okay, look. I used to say this on Freedom Friday all the time, so I'm going to go ahead and say it again. All right? This is what's really going on. All right? During the actual first, second, third, fourth, and overtime, don't try and talk to us. Because the only thing you're going to get is yeah, no, and that's it. We're not really listening to you. We're not. But you constantly come and want to talk to us and carrying on. But then the bad part about it is when it's halftime and we're really not doing anything, you don't say anything. I mean, what happened to you wanting to communicate then? And you know, that goes back to what I had said earlier, a little earlier. That's one of those tests. Like, let me test and see if he really going to pay attention to me while this football game on. Well, I'm going to tell you straight up, no. If it's our team of a good game, no, we're not going to pay any attention to you. Unless you come in that butt, well, I ain't going to say, I'll say for me, unless you come and stand in front of me just butt naked, then yeah, I'm going to pay attention. But other than that, no, it's not happening. Oh, my goodness. Now, anybody want to join the conversation? You know, ladies, I mean, we can hear from y'all also. Come on, 347-838-8622. Let's do this. I'm telling you, we're going to laugh a little today. We're going to have, you know, we ain't trying to be serious, but we're going to make points and laugh a little bit, but, you know, get it out. All facts say, just like when they watch those housewives shows. That's right. We don't bother them, though. We don't bother them. We don't. And the single man, I think, now we talk about, you know, in a relationship, but the single man, I tell you, they got a little harder than anybody. They really do. Because you got to play this cat and mouse game. You know, what that song was, Atomic Dog. Oh, Mike, you say, why? Because, see, here's the thing. You got to play this game called I Chase You, You Chase Me. I may let you catch me, then I'm going to chase you. You got to chase me some more. Now, you know, and what I used to do, man, I used to go to the club. And I used to sit in the corner. And I used to watch females. Just how they react to certain guys. You know, now, the good song, come on. Look. Look. Let me tell you. You know, it's a good song, come on. And, I mean, they tearing that chair up, dancing in that chair. I mean, just getting it. You know, and they think the chair was alive or something. Now, you sitting here. I mean, this one of those long, long, extra long songs, you know, extended versions. And it is so funny, man. Because guy after guy come ask them, do they want to dance? No, no, no. But yet they sitting there tan, the dang on chill up, just dancing, just head bobbing. Now you out there, you done dressed all sexual and stuff, you know, you done put on your best face, you know, went and bought you your best hair to put on for the night, and you just want to shoot us down. But yet, we getting ready to go out the door, then all of a sudden you want to start talking. What you doing after that? Would you like to go to breakfast? Hell no. I just tried to dance with you. What makes you think I want to? You told me no. What makes you think I want to spend my money on you talking about going to dang on breakfast? No. I got breakfast at my house, and that's where I'm going. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. I don't know who that is, but they got to call me another time. All right, but anyway. Ava Indiana says, look, to put it bluntly, girls are mainly interesting almost solely due to their sex appeal. Vicky says, did you ever consider why stimulation sofa surfer dude doesn't turn any women on? All facts are, I told y'all, you don't do that. I didn't chase. If that game, chasing is a game, if we are attracted to another, there is no chase. Then he goes, fact. Then Ava says, without their sex appeal, chicks can be so boring, especially when they really talk about the same old thing over and over again. Oh, Lord, Hammer. Mike, I understand you don't chase. But right now, what are you chasing, brother? What are you chasing in your house? You ain't chasing nothing, huh? Okay. I'm not even going to go there with you, Mike. But you see the points they're bringing out. I want to hear from y'all, man. I'm talking a little bit too much. What y'all got to say? I mean, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Joe just says, well, sex appeal chicks are so boring, especially when they talk about the same old thing over and over again. Over and over and over. Why is that, ladies? Why? But see, these are just some of the things that drive us crazy. It really is. It drives us crazy. Especially when we know you're interested. You know you're interested. But we got to go through all this like an obstacle course, man. You know, just an obstacle course. Why? Oh, Lord. You know, why do we have y'all put us through that? Why? Once again, I'm going to say it real slow this time. Men are simple. We just want to make you happy. But I forgot. See, Vicky said they don't want to be just happy. They want to be made to feel special. Well, you got food in the house. You got your own vehicle. You get to go and shop whenever you want to. You get your hair and nails done when you want to. Well, guess what? You're pretty special then, because there's a lot of them out there not getting that. Oh, Lord. Okay, Vicky says, to see if it's our next girls. Okay, I don't understand that one. To see if it's our next girls. Okay. Joe says, what really bugs me about chicks, and y'all know that's Joe and his chicks, are the double standards. Man, that's a thorn in men's sides. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me open up this phone line. Oh, my goodness. I bet I know. Here we go. All right. You're on the air. What's going on? 111.
What's up, Mr. Talk? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you today?
Fine, I had a little prelude of my show last night. I told the whole world, I said, look, I'm only going to make call Mr. Talk Show and do my show. All these other shows, I don't have time for, and the rest of them is just total chaotic. But listen, man, I wanted to comment what I was saying about the chase. I don't chase nobody. because I mean, like, see, the woman that I'm dealing with now, we're attracted to each other. There's no chase. There's no, I mean, when you saying chasing, I mean, of course I may chase her around the house, you know, when she's in her panties. I mean, that's different. But I'm not going out my way to make, no, I mean, it's going to be both ways. I'm not going to go out, you know, of course I'm going to take her out, you know, I might do my wine and dining, but I'm not going to, it's going to be both ways. It's not going to feel like a chase. It's not going to feel like an effort. You know, like I said, I mean, I can chase her around, you know, the room with a towel. You know, I can do that. Oh, but
Michael, nobody said it had to feel like it, but it's just the fact that you have to go through it. And I bet if you ask this lady, say, have you ever put me through a test? I bet she'd probably say, yeah. And
what
you probably
test?
Never knew it. See, that's the thing. We never know what kind of test they come up with. Michael, listen to what I'm saying. You're right. We don't put them through any tests, but women, and I don't care what woman this is, she would tell you eventually she going to put her man through some type of test to see if he's real or he's truthful or whatever the hell they come up with. But trust me, ask her that question, Mike, and see what she say. I bet you'd have been through a three test and you don't even know it.
Hold up. Let's not get me, because every time I say something, people always twist my words. No, I agree with you. Listen,
okay.
if you want to find, the only way that you will ever know if you trust somebody or you want to find, you have to put something in place to see if they're trustworthy. I agree with that 100%, but that's going to come naturally.
Did you just say that, Michael? Really?
Yes, you're right. That's a fact. I mean, okay, if I say I trust that person, I guarantee you there was something in the past that was put in place to show if that person can be trustworthy. That's the only way that you know if you trust somebody. I guarantee it's going to be something that has been done
Michael,
in the past.
Wait, stop.
But that's going to come naturally. It's not going to be
Michael,
an effort.
Why are you putting anything in place? If you say you trust them, you trust them. Why you got to put stuff in place to verify that you trust someone?
Okay, Mr. Talk, listen.
But
if
that's
you
what basically
say
you're
you,
doing.
No, Mr. Talk, listen.
What you're doing.
He's cutting me off, guys. No, see, you're turning. Listen, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
When you say you trust somebody, why? When you say I trust her, why do you say that? What made you say that? Why do you say you trust somebody? I guarantee it's because something was done in the past. When you say you trust somebody, I guarantee that something is done in the past that made you say that. Or we going to put something in place to see if we can trust somebody. That's a fact. Other than that, you don't know if you trust anybody. You're just speaking. You're just throwing it out of the top of your head. Look, even if you had, right, I mean, that even come with people. I mean, even with some type of sons. I mean, with my two sons, I know my sons. My sons are different. And there's certain things that I know about, my older son and my younger son. Because they're different individuals. They're different ages. So there's certain things that I would do with my oldest son because of the different stage that I wouldn't do it with my oldest son. I mean my youngest son.
But what they got to do with your women, Michael?
Well, I'm just saying in general speaking, something has to be done. If you say you trust that woman, hopefully she has done something in the past for you to make that statement. You just don't say, I trust her, and she has not shown you her trust.
And you know what she has done, Michael? You know what she has done?
What?
She has done nothing to make me distrust her. That's
exactly.
What she has done.
Exactly. So you're comparing it to the past. Exactly. Because you're comparing it to the past.
Well, Michael, you...
Exactly. That's a fact.
Michael,
I'm not,
what the
I'm
hell
not
are
lying.
You talking about?
No, I'm speaking of fact. If I say I trust, Mr. Talk Look, I know you. I mean, if I say I trust Mr. Talk, I guarantee you I'm comparing it from now into the past. If I say I don't trust her, I'm comparing something from the past. So, I mean, that's just what it is.
Okay. All right. You say that's facts, right?
It has to be, because if you trust somebody, you have to be comparing it to what they did in the past.
Okay. Ladies, y'all agree with Mike on that one? Y'all got another something else y'all want to say. Mike, man. Huh? Oh, Mike, they say they hope you run for Congress one day.
Oh, I can't do it because they twist my words up. They twist my words up. I'll lose the election. They say I said something I didn't say.
Mike, be honest with you. Sometimes you twist your own words up. You confuse yourself. So.
No, I don't. I was you can't. Not when you speak in fact.
No. Not when you speak in fact. Okay.
But still, can I say something else? I'm not going. It's not going to be. I keep on saying this. I talked this about Ebony show, and and I told y'all. See, y'all think when I get on y'all shows, I talk different. Women listen to my show. I don't talk nobody. I don't talk different. It's not going to be no effort. I'm not going to go out of my way. I don't want her to go out of her way. It's not going to feel the effort. If we love each other, if we're attracted to each other, total attraction is acceptance. There's no half being attracted to somebody. It's complete. It's complete. So when two people are attracted to each other, there's no chase. It's total togetherness. When you say a chase, when you say I have to make sure and I have to do this so she can like me more, or I have to do this for her so she may compare me to somebody else, that's the problem. You don't do that. It should never feel like it's an effort, because if I'm putting an effort into it, something's wrong. It should be smooth.
Okay.
It should run like water. That's all I'm saying. And I'll mute myself on that.
You think it's going every time you and a female meet and y'all attracted to everything, everything's just going to go smooth and everything's going to be good just because y'all attracted to each other. That's what you're saying,
I guarantee, if we have mutual attraction, I guarantee you there's going to be harmony. If I'm totally attracted to her and she say, well, he all right, but I don't know, I guarantee I'll be chasing her. And guess when you say the chase, let's look at what a chase is. Someone is more aggressive and the other one is running away from somebody, and the other one say, I want you, and the other one say, I don't know if I want you yet. No, that's chaos and confusion. But if both people are totally attracted to each other, I guarantee there's no chase. It's harmony, I guarantee you. Even if you want to go on what attracts electricity, it's conducted. It accepts it. When you attract to someone, it's total acceptance. That's a fact. When two people are, but
okay,
when one
Michael?
Is attracted and one is not attracted, it's chaos and confusion. That's what attraction is.
Michael. Go and find the orderlies and tell them. Go and find the orderlies and tell them it's time for your medication.
Okay the white girl. All right.
Yeah,
see, he don't see guys.
Right.
I don't chase nobody. I'm telling you, I don't do it. And they
look. I'm telling you. Look, regardless of what you say, Michael, there's going to be some chase somewhere. And as far as this harmony thing, not just right off the bat, Michael. Heck, no.
Well, I'm saying,
women not about that. Women not about that.
Well, you know
that.
Why the women stick around or what have
we,
you, because
we,
they
look,
know
we
I'm
walk
different.
Up to a woman, look, we walk up to a woman, Michael, listen, you can walk up, yeah, I'm sure they know you different when you got that white jacket on, but listen to what I'm saying now. You walk up to a woman, she's sitting there, and you attracted to her, right? Now, she's been smiling at you the whole time from across the room, so you get it up, you know, your sack, you know, gauze will swell up, so you decide you're going to go over there and say hello, you know, what have you. And you get over and say, hello, my name is Michael, how are you? And this lady sits there and looks you up and down. Now, she's been sitting there smiling at you all day while y'all been sitting there, but she looks you up and down and don't say anything. Then what?
No, listen, no. Now you're confused. Listen to what he said, World. Mr. Talk, I listen to you very well. What did you say? Okay. Now, first of all, we're talking about physical attraction. See, I talk about this about my sons and everything, bro. I don't play no games. It's crazy out here. We have to know what we're saying. Listen. The first thing was physical attraction. You said I looked at her and she looked at me, so we are both physically attracted to each other. It's total acceptance physically. That's it.
Okay.
So when I walk over there, you said we're eye fucking each other across the room. We're both physically attracted because I've done that. People do that all the time. We eye fuck each other across the room. So that means both of us are totally physically attracted to each other. So once I go over there, physically I'm already accepted to her. Now we have to go with the conversation. That's it. But the situation that you gave, it was on a physical level. Both of us was totally attracted on a physical. It was acceptance. That's a fact.
Okay. So her looking you up and down and not saying anything to you, that was her way of accepting you?
Oh, no. Why is she looking me up and down? Hold up. No. First of all, you said me and her was eye fucking each other, right? And then I came over. Then why is she looking me up and down now? What's going on? It's a contradiction.
My point is exactly, Michael. Thank you.
No. When a woman looks me up and down, well, she's looking at my feet to see if I got big feet. Yes, I wear a size 12.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, hold on. Let me bring this lady in. This lady got something she want to ask.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I caught the last 10 minutes. I'm not sure what the premise is here, but I heard Michael talking. But Mike, I just want to say something, Michael, and I really, I enjoyed Michael, our conversation. But you know what? Because somebody is temporarily attracted to somebody, that can disappear in an instant. Like, if you say, okay, so they see each other across the crowded room, and they make eye contact, and there's some electrical energy that's exchanged. He walks over, and if he opens up his mouth to smile, he has a whole lot of feet. That's not going to be totally accepted to that, and she's going to be turned off. And, I mean, same thing with the woman. So I'm not exactly sure what you mean, Michael, about being total acceptance. Nobody totally accepts. I mean, it'd be nice in an idealistic world, but unfortunately, people are human, and everything seems to be conditional.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I said, listen, the first thing is physical most of the time. I don't know, though, but I can go to the grocery store, and if I look at someone, she looks at me, the first thing is physical. I never heard a woman at all. So the physical, the nature, is acceptance. That's it. We're eye fucking each other, okay? And I have to use that because everybody know what I'm saying.
But that's not acceptance. That's attraction. That is not acceptance.
Okay, no. But listen. Watch this, man. Watch. You're not listening to me. When you are when you're totally physically attracted to someone, what is that? That has to be acceptance. Attraction is that.
No.
Okay, watch this. Okay, okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You could be attracted to somebody and not accept a lot of things.
Okay, listen.
You could be physically attracted to them. They could be a drug dealer. Okay, hold on. You can find out that they're a drug dealer, and that is totally unacceptable to you, but you can still be physically attracted to them. So I think you got to separate. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe.
No, I understand. Hold up. Can I please explain myself? Right, love. You're right.
Yeah.
Listen, hold up. When people mean to understand, things are in phases. Now, we're just talking about the first phase. That's it. We're talking about when you see somebody. We're not. You haven't even heard them mention a word. You haven't heard them smile. We're just talking about, and you're right, it goes in phases. Because right now you're talking about the totality of it, because we're going to go through that phase. But we're just talking about the first phase is physical attraction. And I'm saying when both people, listen to me, when both people look at each other and they like the physical in each other, right, I'm just looking at that moment. Now, when you went and you said, well, they both liked each other, and then you said the person smiled and then they had the gold teeth, well, some women might gold teeth, some women may not like gold teeth, but I'm just saying, that's another, and then maybe if the person opened up their mouth, their etiquette, we were just talking about physical attraction. Now, just keep it there, though. Keep it right there, just on the physical. If both of us are totally physically attracted to someone, our physicality is whole. It's no half. It's total acceptance. I accept the way she looks. She accepts the way I look. That's it. There's no half. Because when you speak attract, when two people are, when something is attracted to something else, it is complete. It's not half. You can't have half attraction. Now, I was just talking about the physical phase. Now, we're not even talking about the conference. I understand what you're saying.
People are halfway attracted all the time. They're like, oh, he's so cute.
Well, that's the problem.
But you know, this I'm not so feeling, but I can overlook that because he's there. So it's everything. There's no absolute. I don't understand what you mean.
Well, okay, but listen, but I'm listening. Well, we're playing with the word. We don't use the word attract. If you're saying that you're 100% attracted to someone, it's total acceptance. That's a fact. There's no half attraction. If you have it.
Acceptance of what? Acceptance of what?
How can you be half attracted to someone and live with them?
People
it's not attraction. Attraction is attraction. You can't say you're half attracted.
Oh,
like complete is complete. It's not no half complete.
What's very dark sometimes, what's unhealthy for them, what they feel attracted to, and doesn't mean that they really expect.
Well, listen to what you're saying, right? And listen, Miss Lady, listen. See, that's why I tell my sister, listen to what you just said. You just said, it doesn't mean, and I guarantee it's going to be problems. Listen to what you're saying. I can be attracted to them, but they may got this. And I say, oh, why are you saying that? I say, you're having problems. I say, right now, you chaos and confusion. I say, don't use attraction. I say, I guarantee if you totally, if two people are totally attracted to nobody, it's not going to be no effort. They're not going to be, I guarantee it. I'm just saying, don't use the word attraction. When something is attracted to something else, it's total acceptance. That other thing has no rejection. Look at anything about when you, there's no rejection. No. I want us to talk about it, Miss Lady. Listen to it. Listen, when a silver and a copper is, it attracts electricity. It accepts it totally. when I'm dealing with my program, with my web design, my web browser or my language that I'm writing, it has to be compatible. It has to accept the browser. It has to be acceptance. That's why we're using our computers. It has to be acceptance. It can't be no half acceptance. I can't have one foot in the bed and the other foot out of the bed. No, it has to be complete. That's all I'm saying.
You're
so
saying
no
effort. Is synonymous with acceptance. I'm saying that
has to be
fairly true. Well,
what is attraction? Well, what is attraction? So, okay, now, listen. Now, watch this on a physical level. Now, watch this on a physical level, Miss Lady. If you are totally attracted to his physical, don't you 100% accept his physical structure? Right? If you accept him, that man that you look, that guy that you have, that perfect guy that you have in your head, don't you perfectly, totally accept his physical structure? Yes. So that acceptance is no half. Now, we can go on now. He may not be educated. He may be disrespectful. You say, well, oh, no, I'm not totally attracted to him. But attraction is attraction. There's no half. That's a fact.
I don't know. Now,
Man, see, Miss Lady, Miss Lady, the reason why you're saying it, because you can see the fact that I'm saying it. There's no verbals.
No,
I'm just talking on the physical level.
I think it's highly variable, and it's dependent on what's going on between on the person's individual, what's going on in their life and their mind at the time, as well as the other person. I think it's highly variable, and it's not absolute. I don't think attraction means total acceptance.
No, but listen, though, Miss Lady. Listen, Miss Lady. You know right now a man in your mind that you know he's fine as I don't know what physically, right? Now, let's look and see. When you look at that man, his physical appearance, don't you totally accept that, right? Right? There's no half acceptance. Acceptance is acceptance. I mean, attraction, you're attracted to him 100%.
But
right?
if you're going to section it out in terms of the physical, the mental, the spiritual, we have to do that. You're separating it all out, and I'm looking at the totality of the package.
Okay.
So he can be the Bell Adonis equivalent, but his other stuff isn't right. I'm not going to be. I might be attracted physically, but mentally, I'm not going to be.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Now watch this. Now, because the only reason why I said that, Miss Lady, the phases, because let's be real. When you meet someone, it goes into phases. So that's why we were breaking it down, Miss Lady. That's why we were breaking it down. But you're right. Now, I want to go back to what you said. You said the totality of it. Now, you said you may be physical, and then he opens up his mouth. Then that's half attraction. Then he's no good. You're not totally attracted
and
to him.
And then,
therefore, it's going to cause conflict, right? If you just only attracted to him physically, it will. Hold up, Miss Lady. Miss Lady. Oh, okay, Miss Lady. I agree with you now. Listen to Miss Lady. Listen. You said you're looking at the totality of it. So you say you may like him physically, but mentally he's not there. So if you like his physical and his mental right there, that's a conflict. That's a conflict. Isn't that correct? There's no total attraction. So I guarantee you, you're going to have conflict. That's how some men listen. If we listen to what men you're saying, Ms. Love, we are pointing out the problems in relationships why people, we're looking for a fact. Because some men like that body, right? That woman physically attracted to her body, but she's just nasty. She's devious. She's not trustworthy. And he's just going for the sex. And he's in conflict with himself. Women may say, you know what, I like his money, I like his car, but she wants something faithful, and he's not faithful. It's not 100% to try. She's in conflict. She wants more, but he doesn't. See? It's not, and you're right, it's not. So you have to find someone that's totally, when you're totally attracted to someone, it's not going to be an effort, it's going to be total acceptance. And I'm just saying, if you half attracted to somebody, it's total chaos. There's no such thing as half attraction. Attraction is attraction. Don't divide it up. Like I told a woman.
You don't think that there's various degrees of attraction? You don't think this is a gradient?
No, but see, ma'am, see, this is what I'm going to have to talk about. See, we can't do that. See, we have to stop talking what these people are telling us.
Okay, exactly.
Okay, I just want to say that. Just like love. Love is love.
I said wait, damn it. Thank you. All right, now. You know what? Man, I tell you, boy, y'all going at it. But I have to kind of agree with Miss Lady. Miss Lady, I agree. There are different degrees. There has to be. But, you know, when you first meet someone, now, and I don't know how we got all on this, but when we first meet someone, you're not totally attracted to them. You may find them attractive, but you're not totally attracted to them. There's no way, because you don't know them, number one. Now, as Mike's talking about you conflicted with yourself, that's not right either, Michael. You're not conflicted with yourself. You see something that you like. And like always we do, we see something we like. We approach it. Now, you know, the attitude, whatever you get after that, is what you get. But initially, you know, you're going to approach it because you like it, but you're not totally attracted to that. You are attracted, yes, but not totally. You like what you see. And men are more visual than women anyway. So if we see it, we like it, we're going after it. Now, Michael say, no, that's not chasing. But yes, the hell it is, believe it or not. Now, Miss Lady, I have a question for you. I really do. And, I mean, you know, it's just a general question.
But don't be, long as it's not personal, that's fine.
Oh, well, only thing I want to say, do women, just yes or no, test men without men's knowledge?
Well, women test men, but I don't know if men, some men are aware when they're being tested, and I think some aren't aware. You know, it depends on how much experience they've had with women. But yeah, women test men all the time.
Thank you.
And they should.
Why?
They should test them because
we don't.
The reason why they test, well, it depends on the women's intent.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about testing to get negative information and to play them and to and all that kind of foolishness. I'm talking about testing in the sense that to see if he's going to have the characteristics, he has the characteristics that are necessary for the woman in order to sustain a healthy relationship. So, for instance, I knew she was smart. This young woman in her 20s, she was interested in a man, very, very, he was going to make a lot of money, but that wasn't going to be enough. She wanted to test him to make sure, to see who he really was away from all of his natural surroundings, his home, his family, his friends, the TV. She took him out camping where he had to pitch the tent with her. There was no phone, no TV, nothing to call back on. And she took him out there to see if they would get along and to see how he would handle things out there pitching the tent, if he would get frustrated, if he would start cursing, if he would get upset easily, to see how he could handle that kind of a situation, and he did fine. They were married in a year.
Okay, well, and she had to take him all the way to the woods, to camp, to find that out.
She took him out isolated because she wanted to see who is this person outside of stuff you can kind of put in the way, you know, what are you going to talk about? What? Let's really sit and talk away from everything. What are your goals? What are you working on? What are your issues? Can you handle being alone? Can you handle being out here? What would happen if the earthquake would come and our house got burned and all this stuff? How are you going to respond? You out there having to pitch a tent. Do you know how to, do you have survival skills? Does your male energy come into play? Are you going to look at me, expecting me to come and figure everything out and how to survive? She did pass the test.
See, and that's, you know what?
I thought
and
she was really smart, and they still married today, and the man is a billionaire, and she's had his back. I mean, because of her, he's where he is. She helped make that man. She knew she had somebody worth investing her time and energy in.
But she didn't need to take that man out there to no dang old camping site.
She did. Away from his friends, his family, his phone, his TV. No, who are you? I want to see who the essence of you are, away from all of that stuff you can fall back on.
Okay, but you just can't go on a road trip. You got to take me camping.
Well, that's what she wanted to do. He wanted to.
So what happened if he did? If he would have said no, he don't like to go camping, or he had been in the military and he tired of camping.
Well,
then
you know
what?
That wasn't the case. Everything's different, you know. But this was how this was doing.
Well, see, that's my thing. See. Things like that is what drive us men crazy. Why? Why do we have to go through that extreme? Ask us.
It should not, because you should understand.
Us.
If you
ask
want,
us.
If you have a daughter, you'd want your daughter to feel secure in who she was going to give her life over to, right? Who she was going to have a marital contract with, which was going to impact her emotionally, financially, and every way else. You married to a foe, that you're going to be in trouble. So I thought that was astounding. And this woman was only 25 years old and figured that out.
Oh,
I don't know if older woman told her to do this or not. She got good advice. Because you know what? Every time you can't get back. You cannot get back your time. You do not want to waste your time with somebody that just ain't going to be able to step up.
And that little test proved everything.
It proved that he stepped up. They got along well. There wasn't no arguing. They were able to converse. They were able to be on the same page. They talked about their future, what they wanted. They were able to pitch it. They didn't have to have all the external stuff to distract them from really revealing who they were.
But look, here's my thing. I just find that as being so extreme. You know, but I really do.
Consistent. But the bottom line is they married today. They have done well. They will have to worry ever about how they're going to pay their house
let me explain something to you, Miss Lady. If he was, just because he went camping and it was all good because they went camping, he was that way before he went camping.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but it worked for them, it worked for her.
Okay, it worked for them. But here's my point. That was extreme to me. It really was. You don't need to take most men camping to find out what men are about. It's easy to find out.
That's
all you do is talk to us. But see, we have to go through all these little rituals. We have to go through all these little rituals that you ladies make up and expect us to pass before we can be totally acceptable. But you know what I say to that? Bull crap. Because you're going to have to accept me for who I am. Just like
well,
y'all said that, say that too. And if I'm handling my business beforehand.
You don't even accept yourself who you are sometimes. You know you mess up. Everybody messes up. You have to ask for forgiveness. So accepting who others, that is a very immature.
That's immature?
Very immature. Oh, my God, that's the worst thing people can say. Except me,
really?
As I am. Listen, you all jacked.
You're damn right. Why am I going to change?
That's very arrogant. Be true to thy own self.
You ain't got to worry about hiding nothing.
Listen, well, then, you know what all them drug dealers and pedophiles, don't be true to themselves. If a woman's supposed to, everybody's supposed to step them where they are? Is it in to kill Trayvon? Are we supposed to step them out of here? No, we all got work to do. That's our problem.
No. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Nobody's perfect. What I'm saying is I have flaws. I know what my flaws are. But why do I have to go through this little test when I can tell you what's wrong with me? I can tell you what's wrong with me.
You may not even know.
Oh, trust me, I know.
People are in denial all day long. But the thing about it is it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to have a healthy relationship with another particular kind of person. She wanted to see who he was. She was there in their 20s. They still married. They have a great life.
Miss Lady, it'll run its course. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's not. But, I'm just, why do we have to go through all these unnecessary tests? Huh?
Because it's part of life. Men waste women's time all day long.
And women don't waste men's time? Are you really saying that now?
Women have a shorter shelf life, so to speak. If they
get married, have children.
Listen, men are having babies. There's a certain period of window where women can have children. A woman can give her youth and time and have children, and then here's a fool. Messing completely up. She can't go back and get remarried and start over as somebody with no children. He can go ahead and have two and three and so whole family. So women have to be much more particular and careful.
We just go and get all these crazy baby mamas. We can go and get all these crazy baby mamas and don't have to worry about them bugging the hell out of us when we find somebody we really can be with, right? It just works one way, correct?
I'm not sure what you mean.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, because you just said it. You say the same thing for women. Well,
even,
you know, they can go have all these babies, and the man, and he, they can't go back. They can't go back living single without children, but the man can go ahead and go move on and have more children, get married, what have you.
They do all the time.
Yeah. But what about these crazy-ass baby mamas that's always bugging them? Won't let them find anybody else.
Oh, that's another issue, yeah.
Now that's another issue.
Very mad because, well, that's, you know, you're jumping subject matter, so I don't know if you're
here
at all, you
know? Uh-huh. And that's my, women, y'all drive us crazy. Because, see, y'all process of thinking and our process of thinking are just not on the same level.
Exactly.
It's not.
Women have to be smart. Women are smarter, I'm sorry. And they have to be because they're the ones with the children, 9 times out of 2, raising these children. Look at all these single kids.
Miss Lady, let me ask you a question.
They're not getting 1 penny of child support because, you know, those jobs, the jobs aren't here like they used to be. Women better be much more careful nowadays.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. If women are so much smarter than men, why are they still having these babies and the baby daddy's gone?
Because they have nothing to do with the emotional
No. What did you just say? You said women
that's
are smarter, so I'm asking this question.
They are very right. I mean, sometimes the men are still dragging their knuckles on the cave floor. It's like, please stand up and walk. You know, really. Stop battling against the...
For all these ones down there dragging those knuckles on the ground, there's them same ones that's laying on their back, opening their legs up so those knuckles can get in there real good, right?
Listen, they always want to talk about the women. How many women have these men jump from bed to bed to bed to bed? It's just that the women are attacked because they're the ones that get pregnant and have the children. They're the ones who are holding the children, with raising these children, and they're the ones targeted. Nobody talks about the men, the irresponsible men.
But it takes two, Miss Lady.
Opening their legs for the men.
Right. It takes two. It takes two.
They have 27 kids who are supposed to have a reality show. 27 kids, and he didn't think nothing was wrong with it.
Okay, but Miss Lady, but
open their legs up for them though, right?
Yeah, but that's a separate thing.
It's not a separate thing. No, you have to look at the totality of it. Listen. I'm gonna say this. Every woman knows when that man is about to ejaculate in her. Come on, let's be real, Miss Lady. That's my card. See, that's the problem with relationships. We have to stop. Men and women, we can nigga. Listen, you cannot listen. I know that man had all those babies and got all those women pregnant. I'm going to say, why would that woman allow that man to ejaculate in her when she didn't do her homework on him?
She don't know his name.
It takes two.
I know men that intentionally want to get women pregnant. They intentionally want to get them pregnant.
Miss Lady. Miss Lady, and you know for a fact, Miss Lady. Let's be real, Miss Lady. We're adults. Me and you are adults. Let's be real. When a woman know when a man is about to bust in, she know it. She know. Come on, let's be real. Let's be real.
You're not an OBGYN.
Hold on. What do you mean? Oh, my good. Come on. Oh, my. Okay, hold up. Don't let it.
No. Women have been jumped in their sleep when they half asleep.
So you're saying that's the main reason why women have baby out of wedlock and stuff like that, somebody that don't care about them?
I'm not in everybody's bedroom, but I do know men. And they will
No, Miss Lady, let's be real, Miss Lady, let's be real. Come on, all women is called Ebony, Vicky, somebody in the chat room, if y'all want to come on, y'all know when that man about to bust, even if he got the condom on, y'all know when he about to bust. Come on, let's be real, man, we can't, because listen, it takes two.
Very irresponsible. Black men tend to be very promiscuous and very irresponsible, and they're not most men are much more stronger than women, and most men, men, if they're going to call themselves men, who don't want children, should prepare for that. The woman shouldn't have to force them to foot on the counter. They shouldn't.
Okay, now, right. Doesn't the woman allow him to go on her unsheathed, uncondom? She knows that. See, what I'm saying is, listen, Miss Lady.
Well, that's all their condoms are.
If she was not raped, Miss Lady, she totally accepted that man to go inside her. It was totally, there's no half acceptance. If it was not rape, she totally accepted that man. See, in relationships, on these shows, people always pointed on men and women. Like, look, women say only women. Oh, maybe.
All right, look, I'm enjoying this conversation, I really am. But let me say something. Oh, Miss Lady dropped. Oh, I was finna make a point and she dropped. Imagine that. But anyway, back to what I was saying, was about to say, you know what, it's fine. Once again, you know, everything being thrown on the man on that one, right? Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's so funny. A woman, they make condoms for women, contraceptives for women, too. So why can't the woman use contraceptives also? I don't say the man be taking them out. Well, the woman need to use her some contraceptive, too. Come on, now. See, and that's the kind of crazy stuff that just drives us crazy. We always at fault. But, dang, ladies, y'all got to take some kind of credit for it, too. Now, we know it ain't all y'all out there laying on your back, but come on now. It sure is a lot of them. It sure is a lot of them out there laying on their back. And they know what they doing. Don't think they don't. Now, men, there's a lot of men out there ain't just, you know, just going out there trying to lay with them. You know, they being seduced into doing it so they can get some money. Come on. But taking me out there to a damn campsite to see if I'm a real man, that's bull crap. You want to know how much a real man? I went to war twice. I've been in the field all the time. So don't take me out in no damn woods. Ask me. And then here's the other thing. They talking about, how she put it? You can't know yourself. That's a cop out. That's bull crap. The first thing you should do is be true to thy own self. Know thyself first. I ain't got to be put through no dang old test to do that, all that. I know who I am. I know my shortcomings. You know, now some people may be naive and don't want to admit it, but they know it. They know it. So, ladies, what I'm saying all is just ask. All right? Stop all the testing. You know? Stop all that craziness. You don't do nothing but drive us crazy and drive us away eventually if you keep it up. Now, don't get it wrong. We'll go through the moon we had to protect you if we really care about you and really love you. If that was going to make you feel special. But let's be honest. We just want to make you happy. We want peace. Stability. That's all we want. But if y'all keep coming up with all these different tests and skill sets we got to do and da-da-da-da-da, y'all will be looking for a long time. It's just that easy. You know, taking somebody out in the woods to get him away from his family. Well, damn, go on a road trip. Go on a cruise. You know what I mean? Golly. I don't understand. Maybe I'm just out there on the island by myself. And I'm just going to put it out there. That's the way I'm feeling about the dang old thing myself. Oh, Lord. Michael, you still there? Uh-oh, wait a minute. Let me bring him back. Oh, Miss Lady, you still there? Oh, Miss Lady, she back, but she don't have her hand up. Okay. Let me bring Mike back in. But I just had to get those points out there because it's just, it just drives me a little nutty. All right, y'all, we got 30 minutes left in the show. You still have time to participate, 347-838-8622. Join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. We're talking about women, you drive us crazy. That's right, that's what we're talking about today. And we got all facts on the line. If I can ever get this mic open again, I don't know what's going on with this thing. Blog Talk is having their issues. But anyway, But that's what we're talking about, man. You know, so, little ladies, we love you. We do. And you are special to us, as some ladies in the chat room have said. We are. We consider you, we consider you, you know, the best things walking. But, you can't keep taking us through the ringer and the rigmarole and expecting us to stay and accept that. Just like Ms. Lady say, y'all won't accept certain things. We're not going to accept it either because it gets old. It's very old. I mean, sometimes it gets so old, you know, just the mention of your voice makes us just cringe. Just to... I should have said that. But I'm just saying, it's the truth, though. It's the truth. Yeah. You know, everybody want to beat up a man. You know, but it's all good. Oh, okay, Mr. Talk, what are you saying? Can you repeat that, please? To show they can win, Vic, are you engaging in internet shorthand? What the heck? What am I saying? I'm saying stop playing the games, heck. See, Mike even say he's attracted to Miss Lady. I knew that already. You know, but it's not a total attraction because he don't know her. See what I'm saying? I can use him. And this lady, she attracted to him a little bit. She likes his brain, the way his brain works. She one of the few. But they don't know each other except for right here on the show. So, Mike, you and Miss Lady going to have to get together, go on a camping trip to see if you, you know, really who you say you are. Oh, man, I should have said that, right? I'm so wrong for that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my. Man, I tell you. Oh, Lord have mercy. The camping trip, I'm telling you. Oh, man. That was good, though. That was a good exchange, though. I mean, Miss Lady did bring up some good points, but just like she brought up points, there are always counterpoints to that, you know. But I want to know, who the heck still walking around here with gold teeth in their mouth? And then I thought about it. Memphis, Tennessee? Yeah, y'all got that crown covered real well. Did y'all know they still wearing Jerry Curl in Memphis, Tennessee? I couldn't believe that when I went down there. I could not believe it. Oh, Lord have mercy. That was the funniest thing. Jerry curls. Wow. Oh, boy, I tell you. And gold teeth. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, man, I'm telling you, that is just too funny. Oh, man. I'm trying to get Mike back on the line here, but Blanto, for some reason, I can't unmute him. You know, maybe I'm not able to unmute him for a reason, huh? Imagine that. Hey, y'all, when we go off the air, make sure y'all go over to Ebony Show, Ebony Empress. What today is, Tuesday? I don't know if she's doing her dating game. No, she has a actual show today. She don't do a dating game today. Yeah, she has a dating game, man. It's really cool. It really is. Oh, Mike said he's finished right now. Okay. Oh, my goodness. But, ladies, I mean, I'm not trying to dog you. I'm just trying to give you some very valuable advice. Okay? Stop all the games. Stop all the tests. And, you know, let's see if he really who he say he is. Ask us. And here's another enlightening point. If we're not who we say we are, it'll show eventually. It is. Oh, I forgot your time is so precious. Like our time is not precious. Yeah. I'm just saying that's not gonna work, y'all. That's not gonna work. We're not buying into that either. We are not. You know, and those are some of the things that drive us crazy. Vicky says, when you start being upfront and honest, we will. Well, you know what, Vicky, that's fine. But what about that lady out there that you've been dating for 6-7 months, and, you know, you under the impression that, you know, she's single and live, you know, by herself or whatever. And then by the 8th month, next thing you know, she got 4 kids and live with her mama. What's up with that? See, like I said, it works both ways, Vicky. It works both ways. You know, now knowledge says the upfront and honest is overrated. And Beanie say we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Oh, Nolly says I do it all the time and get slam dunked. Oh man. So does that say it's like a point of what do you do then? What do you do? We know the women gonna test us. Men, what do we do? Let me see who's on this line right here. 111, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Talk.
Well, hello, Maze.
I've just been listening.
Okay.
So y'all need some help with your football game when it comes to the women?
No, we don't need no help.
We don't need
no help. We just need you stay out the way. We just need you stay out the way.
I don't be in the way of a football game because I am the football game. Me, my jersey, and my stilettos. When it's time to make a touchdown, I'm the TV. That's how you take care of
Lord
that.
Hammers. Okay.
And I don't even like football. I like basketball. So what's wrong with that? And then you sit up here and say these baby mama dramas. You got daddy mama dramas too. Because when you got that woman that has those kids and he don't want nobody else to have her, she's got a problem too. Don't she?
I don't know.
Or do she not?
I don't know
yeah,
too many
problems.
Of those.
I
then
think
you
both
got a problem?
Have problems. Huh?
Oh, really?
Yes, they have problems.
Why?
And then you have, like, people that's been divorced 2 or 3 times. They make a family with each one of those divorces. What do you call those?
They make a family with what?
Two children, went next door and got some more children by somebody else and remarried 2 or 3 times. And then you got three women with 3 sets of babies. And no man. I'm just asking the question.
You were asking the question.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. All of that kind of stuff is out there.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I'm just, huh?
So, Maze, let me ask you this question. When you and your husband first got together, you know, poor man, but how many tests did you run him through? Did you take him camping to see who he really was? Was he going to be able to sustain and take care of you?
No, he took me camping.
He took you camping?
Yeah.
Oh, he wanted to make sure you could cook.
Excuse me?
He wanted to make sure you could cook.
Oh, we both
That's why he
cook,
took
so
you
that
camping?
Was no problem. No.
So why take you camping?
I guess it's just what we both love to do. And sometimes, Mr. Talk, you can see a man and you can be attracted to him, and you're looking at him, but once they come and start talking to you, it's like, where did this country bumpkin come from? You're like, get him away from me. It's like y'all attracted when y'all hear Ebony's voice. But then when you probably get around some of you and sitting around the table with you, she probably take off and start running.
Wow. Maze, somebody said you went camping
and
ran away.
I'm just saying you like it is. What?
And Michael says some women like to be attracted in their sleep, or attacked in their sleep. I'm sorry. Okay, Mike, you attacked the wrong one in their sleep. See where you be at. You be attacked behind some bars.
Some women been in the war too. They'll attack them in their sleep. You might end up the ambulance might be picking them up. I'll put it that way.
Oh, Lord, see. You know what? Y'all done lost it. Hold on. I got somebody else on here who want to talk. All right.
Hello.
Let's see what we got here. What's going on? This overseas.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, everybody? And I'm just wanting to say I completely agree with Maeve, and I kind of slightly disagree with Michael, because you can see a guy, and yes, you might want to, you might be attracted to him. He may speak. He may have gold teeth. He may, after date number two, he eats like a pig, and rapidly the attraction disappears. So you can't say just because you were attracted in the initial stages of meeting someone, that actually meant that that means that attraction is going to last for a lifetime of the relationship. It changes. Just the same way men are to us when they meet us. They think you're hot, and then they start to realise what your personality is like, and they rapidly disintegrate. So I don't agree with Michael in that sense. If you're with them and you've decided to be with that person in the context of like a steadily going on, ongoing relationship, yeah, fine. But in that initial part, that's why people split up, or people, you know, don't phone back after the first date, second date, third date, fourth, you know, disappear off the face of the planet. Because they basically tell you there's something about you that really don't even need to tell you about, because they have no emotional investment in you. You don't matter to them. So you have to accept it and keep it moving.
Okay. All right. Would you have to do what to keep it moving?
You know, you just have to accept it and keep it moving.
Oh, no, it's something you really say that I like to hear.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
okay.
We're always keeping it moving, soul to soul. We keep it moving.
Oh, okay. All right, Vicky. So tell me, how many tests have you put me in through?
Oh, Lord. I kind of, you know what, I probably might have done so when I was a bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of, I'm much more, well, I'm not chilled. I've got my own issues, but you know, I completely own those. But I kind of don't put people through tests, because really, basically, people show you who they are. So what I try to do is step back and allow the guy to do what he does the way he does it, so I can assess whether that works for me or not.
And also,
if this guy,
yes, Vicky, and then people just go crazy over your voice. You can be the witch from hell, for all they know, but they just in love with your voice.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Behave yourself, Maeve. I'm sure you're a lovely woman, although your voice does sound like a witch as well. So we're both witches,
no.
At East Witch, no problem, okay?
No, they don't like me, and I don't care, so that's no problem.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I think what you, for me, what I've always done is I like people to show themselves.
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm around a guy or whatever, if he wants to take me out on a date to Nando's or McDonald's, or as Joe would say, a walk in the park with water, right? I'm going to let him do that. That may not be what I like to do, and I might want to be higher up a scale than that. But I'm going to let him show me his level. And from him showing me his level, without me interrupting it, I can work out if this fits with me. And if it doesn't fit with me, I'll keep it moving. But I'm not going to say anything to him about it, and I'm not going to make him feel bad about it. It's just not a good fit.
Mm.
Instead, for me, instead of me doing what a lot of women do wrongly, I truly believe right now, they still think they've got the 1950s, 60s, 70s entitlement where there's all these men running around chasing your ass to get a bit of pussy off of you so they can marry you. That's not happening, ladies. It's not happening. We are in the minority. The gentlemen are in the majority, and they can pick and choose and sit there on their pedestals, picking that one. I want this, I want that. So women need to come back around to new school, which is we don't have as much power as we think we are. Yes, they can't have sex with us straight away if we don't want them to, but we don't have to give them everything, but we don't have to play a game. If you want a decent guy, you've got to act like a decent, proper human being. It's not about man or woman or games. Two human adult beings trying to connect with one another. That's what we've got to do. And people aren't doing that. Women of my age are still carrying on like, he didn't take me to this place for dinner. Now, I mean, I've got a guy friend of mine. I went out with a guy a couple of years ago anyway, and he's somebody that I knew, and he said, let's go out. And I didn't know if it was a date or it was a meet-up. But we just literally went to kayaking. I think I've said it before. Went kayaking, and I played golf, so I took him to the driving range. And it cost us £10, which was probably about $13. This man lost his tiny mind. I paid my money. He paid his money,
mm-hmm.
and he's lost his tiny
right.
mind, right? And women mm-hmm. need to realize those kind of things that women do differentiate themselves, but we've got to stop with the foolishness. That's where the games come. The games are coming from women trying to see if you're going to spend $200 on me or he's going to spend $100 on me, that's the one I'm going to go with. That's what the game's about. The game's not about you think that you've got something special. You're just trying to see which man is going to spend the most on you in some cases in women, not all women.
Right.
They're trying to get the best version of the man that they can out there. So if you come there and you could be the most amazing, beautiful, spiritual, gorgeous person inside, and you're kind of broke, and your car's a bit wrecked, but you're really nice, and you can't afford to spring for that dinner, you've lost out completely. And women are still doing that foolishness, and they need to stop it.
Right, because it's a delusion. I was talking to a woman on my show, and she said, I don't want to struggle. I don't want... Well, I'll be quiet. Somebody else wants
no,
to say that? I know nobody's
on her. No, but Michael, seriously, she shouldn't even have that conversation with you, because at the end of the day, she doesn't want to struggle. So what she does is she goes back to school. She does what she needs to do, so she's got money in her pocket so she can handle her business 50-50 or 70-30 with the person
right.
she's with. She shouldn't be coming to you about money.
Exactly. That's
about,
what I was telling her.
She's coming to you
See,
about her heart. She's coming to you about what you can contribute to the relationship and vice versa. It shouldn't be about money.
No,
well, she, right, but she's at a point, though. But she's at a point where, though, she... Well, she was at a... Listen, I'm just going... Right, but I'm just saying she was at a point where, as though she married someone who she had more than what she was in a relationship where the man had less than her. So she helped him, got married, helped him get on his feet. Then once he got money, he changed. So she's been through that. Now she's saying she's not going to go through that more. She's saying she don't want to go. She don't want to mess with a man who's going to go through a financial struggle. She don't want to be gone. I said, okay, well, you're still going to go through struggle. And she says, well, I just don't want to go through financial struggle. And I said, well, and she always agrees and says, well, relationship goes through struggle anyway. So she's talking about it's all about money to her. But see, that money is a delusion. That money will never give you happiness. That money will never give you happiness. It's only temporary. Because at the end of the day, whether he has money or not, all your bills are paid. At the end of the day, you still be going through a mental struggle, an emotional struggle with him. Can you? Is he cheating on you? You know, is he, you know, pleasing you? Is he giving you the attention? Are y'all bickering? See, we can't talk about finances, because after that finances, we still have to deal with each other. They always say finances always break up the relationship. But remember, the people are in control of the finances. It's the communication. You know, so it's all a delusion. People don't know what they want out here. That's why I was talking about attraction. A lot of times we say something that is just not true. Actually, when people say it, because we traditionally say things over and over again, and actually it's the actual problem.
Well, people, it's that way on both sides, men and women. They're both the same. Because you got women
exactly.
that already have their money, just like the men already have their money, and they're well established when they meet some people. So it's the
right.
same vice versa. The money should be the last thing that you're looking for anyway. You're looking for companionship. And if you don't have that and you got money, it's not going to work anyway. Because when it comes to some people, you don't get, like, some people got to, like, talk with him, they got to have flowers, they got to, everybody don't want no material things. Some people, like, you know, just say for me, for Esther, when I have a birthday, I don't look for nothing on my birthday. I don't look for nothing for Christmas. I don't look for things on those days, because I can go get something when I want to get it.
Preach.
And that's why some women suffer, because they don't get it that way. And some men don't have sense enough to treat her that way, to where he won't have to do those kind of things. Because I don't like flowers anyway in the first place. Because they're down on me, so I don't need those. Excuse me? I know they're lovely, but I just don't. I never like flowers. My husband never brought flowers to me, because I'll kill them so they can say where they are.
Well, I mean, they
fine.
But it's like people call and ask, what did you get for your birthday? What did you get for your anniversary? Nothing. I haven't found it yet. It might take me a year to find what I want. But I can just go
get
it.
Do you know what I found? It's, you know, we're talking about, you know, why don't men drive, women drive us crazy. And I think it's because men, I think if a woman kind of really starts to know herself and gets away from the traditional views of how a woman should be courted and acted like she was like a goddess on the, on, you know, on a pedestal and all of that stuff. And we have to realize in 2013 with the amount of hoochie mamas, hoes and whatever people that are out there, that's not really the case because women aren't acting the way they did. When women acted like that, I can truly appreciate that men would have appreciated us in that vein. But it's not the case now. So the women either have to act appropriately to be treated like that, don't walk around acting like a trick and expect to be treated like a princess. It's just not going to happen. And unfortunately, a lot of women are doing that. They think, I'm a bad chick, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm going to be treated like this. I remember an ex-boyfriend of mine. There was a certain sweets I liked, and you couldn't get them everywhere. And it was a really simple thing. And every time we went out, we were walking around, and I'd keep darting into different news agents or paper shops where you get sweets to see if they had these particular sweets, because not everybody sold them. And, you know, he must have sort of thought, why does she keep doing this? Every time we go out, she's darting into this shop for these sweets. Anyway, he actually found these sweets in the gas station near to my house. So he would actually... he'd go into that gas station, maybe buy petrol, but maybe not, to buy the sweets that I liked. And this guy could turn up, and these sweets cost, like $1, right? They cost $1. And I would be the happiest person on the planet. He didn't get it. He just didn't get it. And what I tried to explain to him, it wasn't the sweets. It was the fact that he was doing something really boring and mundane, like putting petrol in his car, and he thought of me. It wasn't the sweets. And that's what men don't get. It's really, it can be really, really simple.
It's like peanut gallery. It's like when they hear you in Edmonton.
Let me bring knowledge in real fast.
Oh Lord.
I'm Mr. Knowledge. Welcome to the show.
That wasn't very nice. Whoever did that,
hello,
the old
darling,
Lord thing.
How are you?
I'm doing good, Vicky.
Hey,
how you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, N2K, you're getting a reputation like, hey, don't feel bad. They do me the same way, so they love you, though.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you're holding me in such high esteem. But since we've heard from the resident gigolo, I'd like to bring a more conservative approach to the conversation.
Thank you.
Just generally speaking, and of course we're making generalizations when we talk about men, when we talk about women, I just think for the most part, and I'm being general, this isn't every woman, women are just very poor judges of the male character. Men are very simple. Men know exactly what it is that they're looking for, what it is that they want, when they actually pursue a female. My point is that women have a tendency, they oversimplify things, they interject a lot of things that really aren't there, which has a tendency to really cloud the issue in terms of what it is that they're dealing with. What I thought was interesting about what Miss Lady said was that the young lady said that she wanted to take him camping. Basically, she wanted to isolate him to see how he would respond in an environment like that. Now, I understood what Mr. Talk was saying from a male point of view. I mean, we don't have to go camping to do that. Now, if it's a guy that likes camping, it really ain't no big deal. So I think with that particular guy, he probably likes the outdoors. He probably likes camping. So she did something that he was more than likely... he was very comfortable with. It just so happened to work in that particular instance for her. But all too often, women miss the mark when it comes to stuff like that. They try to get a guy to do something that might not be his specialty, might not be what he's familiar with, and then he'll get judged based on that. You know, I'm a firm believer. I don't ask anybody to do for me what I can't do for them. I try to keep the playing field as level as possible when I deal with females. So if there's something that I would like her to do for me, I already know that it's something that I can do for her as well, or something that's of equal value to her. And I don't think enough of that. I don't think enough of that goes on.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Well,
that
I think enough that don't go on is that female that had them, all these men that's talking. That female that had them, when they had a temperature, she was there. And if you find somebody that's going to take care of you the way you want to be taken care of, and you take care of them the same way, you have no problem. That's where the problem is.
That's what you call total attraction.
One tell her how she needs to dress, and one tell her what she can't put on, how much money she needs to
spend. And what Mace just said, guys, and Mace, that's called total attraction. What you just said,
let me add this, Maze. And see, this is what I mean by, I'm going to give you an example of what I mean by judging character. Usually, if I'm attracted to a woman, I already like the way she dresses. Uh-huh. So that's never an issue.
No, so I'm dressing in, when they go inside, they don't dress anymore. They just look the way they would normally look on the inside, and then you like you got a monster. Because you saw her outside.
Unfortunately,
she probably looked different in the day you saw her outside.
I understand what
you're
saying.
And then you can't put up with that.
And unfortunately, I've never had a relationship end because of that.
Okay.
It's always been deeper stuff than that.
Mm-hmm.
Much deeper, you know, okay. In terms of maybe how we view the world, how we look at things. You know, it was like fundamental stuff. It was never something as simple as, do you know how to dress like a lady in the proper place? Do you know how to carry yourself?
Well,
do you know how to have a conversation?
Well, Mr. Talk, you know what I taught my son? If you ever meet a woman, let her be as free as you are. Don't put no shackles on her, and don't let her put no shackles on you.
Okay, can I talk about that? But see, listen, I agree with that 100%. But if that's the case, when you take the shackles off, women don't act like you got the shackles on. Oh, he got to make the last say. I can't do that. No, be free. Because when we take the shackles off the women, I'm not talking about two mates, but I'm saying some of the women still act like they got the shackles on. They can't make
the
decision. The man got to make the last decision.
If they're not on in the first place, you don't
right.
have to worry about taking them off.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So shackles, right. I agree with you. But we say that, but they still act like they got the shackles on. I'm just saying there's not going to be no shackles. No one is the leader. There's no more in the relationship. We're all equal. But then when you take the shackles off, oh, he got to make the last shot. I don't know what to do. Oh, I got to ask him. Oh, what you got to say, sir? Oh, I got to. And guess what? The reason why they drive us crazy is because us men put too much pressure on ourselves. I got to have the last say. I got to do that. We put too much stress. That's why they drive us crazy. I'll meet myself on that one.
And you need to.
So since they are happy with your voice, what's her name?
Vicky.
Ebony's friend.
Vicky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? When the guy from England calls, why women don't get excited like that?
Huh?
I've seen women that listen to this show. It beats me. I'm like, they going crazy over a voice. Help them.
You talking to me?
What's wrong with them? No, I'm saying the guys. I'm saying, like, if the ladies are in the chat room and the guy from England calls, they don't go peanuts or haywire over a voice. They just have a conversation with the man and be through with it.
I'm
not understanding
my voice is my voice. I kind of
I'm not saying they do everything the same way.
Well, number one, I mean, I'm asking that number one
today.
Because none of these number one the accent is sexy as hell, and number two, none of them calling here talking about the devil. Now, I mean, if you just want to know.
Oh, it's an accent.
You know, they ain't
on
here talking about the devil.
The queen got accent
devil.
Like that, and y'all don't like her like that, in that way.
What? Who?
When the queen speaks, y'all don't speak, you know, in the voice, you know, in her, you know, when she's talking. Y'all
a black English accent is completely different from.
But I'm saying, I know it's different. But the men, women don't do men like that with the accent.
You crazy as hell.
You know, just look at him.
Yeah, I want to tell her she crazy.
Man. I love an American man's accent. That do me every damn day of the week. What's the matter with you, mate?
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Can I explain to you what I'm saying? You're
no,
not understanding.
You
so let me break it down
right
to
now.
You so you can understand.
No.
I said, like, you're talking. Say your guy friend called in. And if there's a lot of women sitting here listening, they're not going to be going crazy over that man's accent. They want to have a conversation with him. His accent is just like another language. But they're not going to act like that's the only language on the earth.
No, not if he comes from
that's
French.
What he
come
that's
on,
what
not,
he
not if he coming, not if he got a French accent.
What?
Man, some of them men are come on over there with that French accent and make women get wet. I'm telling you, make them drawers
oh, so
wet.
That's what she's doing to you all? That's why y'all
no.
Saying that?
No.
I'm trying
to no, no, I was just looking at I'm just saying some men have sexy voices to men, too. I'm just saying. Some,
ooh,
I've heard
really?
Some women
okay.
that say, oh, I love his voice.
Not.
I love his accent.
This guy's on this show that phoned in, and I've literally, I might have been cooking, and I've gone, damn. I mean, seriously, it does happen. Whereas I could speak to an English guy, and I just don't, because it's different. That's why I love going to America, because I love American guys talking.
Mm.
That's the reason I go. I've got
no, you like that New York accent. You like that New York accent, don't you? Come on, let's be real.
Michael, I don't
so,
like your accent,
so
darling.
So
you like
yeah,
that New York
I'm
accent. You like them New
so
no, I don't,
way,
actually.
Very
I like
white.
Southern accent.
It's the way Barry White
talks. Oh, you do? Oh, wow.
That's a
it's the way Barry White
talks. Like.
Oh, that's, oh, okay, Wesley. Southern accent. That's Wesley right there.
And you too.
That's Wesley with that Southern accent.
And you too, Mike.
Come on, Wesley.
Mike, you got
I
one.
I ain't no Southern accent. I got
yes,
that hood accent.
Well, exactly.
And I love it.
I didn't
there
know who had an accent.
And I'm proud.
Action.
Huh?
Even in England, if I spoke to... I mean, I've got an East, what we call an East London accent from, and if I spoke to a guy that had a real hood accent, he may be attractive, he may walk over to me in a nice way and come up, and then he starts speaking, that's it, I'm done.
Mm.
I won't talk to him because
wow.
of his accent. He might be a really great guy, just his accent will just turn me off completely. Especially if he comes up, what's happening, baby, what's happening, darling, oh, you look cute, all of that kind of jive stuff. My brain just switches off, and I say, "Oh, it's really nice knowing it, and keep it moving." So the attraction thing that Mike's talking about isn't necessary.
Keep it moving.
Mm. You got to keep it moving.
You know what? Guess what, y'all? I met a woman the other day at the Red Box. I was standing at the Red Box. She was taking all day. I was trying to return mine. She said, "Oh, you can go ahead. You can." I said, "No, take your time, man." She said, "I just don't know what movie I want to watch." I said, "You like romance?" And
oh,
that was
Lord.
It. And that was it. I got a number and everything. Just
really?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah, just like that. It's just that easy, man. I'm single. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, she looks good, beautiful. Conversation
wait a minute,
is okay.
Wait. I thought you was already in a relationship, Michael.
Yeah, no, I'm not in no relationship.
He's in a relationship.
No.
Everybody he meets and gives his own number to.
He's relating to anybody he meets,
mate.
Excuse me?
So?
Relating to anybody he meets,
mate.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hmm, interesting. Very, very, very.
See,
wow.
I like Barry White accent, you know, like when he talks. Now, that's too deep. So,
Oh, yeah. See, Mace like that manly stuff, right, right.
I need a bit of an alpha.
I hear that, Mace.
The
ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I'm just speaking this one, and so I guess she does the same thing when y'all hear her talking to you.
Mace, nobody's blowing up my chat box, okay?
Well, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the guys. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the guys over here. It's like they just light up like a Christmas tree.
When I do go there and I'll go into a store or something and I say, you know, hello, whatever, and you do get like kind of drop faces because I'm black. They just don't assume black people come from another country other than America. I don't know what's the matter with you people. So then I have to kind of explain to them I don't live in this country. I come from England. And they go, oh, my God, I didn't know there was black people in England. Do you not know I have a map that's outside of your country?
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say. All right.
And I'm going to go into that. Ebony's texting me to get me to go over to her show, and I need to go to the supermarket as well before I get there. So Good night, everybody, and I hope you get this kind of sorted, and I'll listen to the rest of it on the podcast. Thanks, Eric, and bye, MQ, and
welcome,
bye,
Vicky.
Hayes, and bye, Michael.
Bye, Vicky.
And
all right, guys, I'll see y'all later.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night. All right, y'all. Well,
okay, now y'all calm down. Y'all can come right down to y'all senses now.
Oh, whatever. Why are you hating so bad?
I didn't want to say that,
Mrs. Dog. You said it. I didn't.
No, your voice has changed and everything. I mean, you're like,
Mrs. Dog said it. I didn't, y'all.
Hello. I'm like, they don't even sound like the same people. We got aliens. Some woman stepping in.
Oh, Mrs. Dog said it. I ain't saying it.
We don't need you to say it, Micah. We know you need a white coat, but we don't want you to say it anyway. But anyway, as I was saying,
Go on and put your claws back in.
But I'm saying your voice is changing all of that. Why can't you just be yourself?
Just because Pianki not here, you ain't got to hate no nobody. He'll be here tomorrow,
probably. I'm asking questions. You can't answer?
Yeah, you hating. And we not even going to entertain your questions right now.
I'm just making you come around to reality. Be yourself and stop changing and getting all
happy. Oh, I'm always myself. But anyway, before we get out of here, you're going to let y'all get y'all last words in. We're going to start with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, man, great show always. I told him on my show last night, you're the only show in my show. That's the only one I'm talking. Other than that, I can't be dealing with these other blog talk shows. Man, good conversation, good substance. I like it. All y'all in the chat room, y'all have a nice one. And I just want to say this, y'all. When you are, and May said it too, when you are totally attracted to someone, there's no chase, there's no effort, it runs like water. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a nice one.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good one also. All right. Maze, you up.
That's right. Y'all kill me when y'all oozing over something. I have nothing against Vicky. I am talking about the ones on this side of this earth. Check yourself and see how different you sound when she came on. It's like you turned into a different monster. I'm talking to the Peanut Club. If you're one of those peanuts, that's who I'm talking to.
Okay.
And that's all I gotta say. Y'all have a nice day.
All right, you too. Stop hating. All right, bye. All right, Mr. Knowledge, last but not least.
Great show as always, Mr. Talk. Always enjoy being on your show. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't think women purposely try to drive us crazy. I just think that a lot of them just can't help themselves. They are what they are, and as men, you know, you just got to decide how much you can deal with, you know, and you got to take the bad with the good, figure out if she's worth the trouble or not, you know. There are a lot of women who are, but then again, there's a lot of them who really aren't worth all that trouble, stress, and strife. So at the end of the day, you know, people just have to really be careful and try to be good judges of character. And, you know, when you're talking to someone, pay attention. Watch their eyes, watch their mannerisms, and listen carefully to what they say. All will be revealed to you. And I'm out, my good man.
All right. Thank you, sir. And you have a great one. All right, y'all, another – well, this was a fun show. I can't even say this was a fun show. It was fun for me. I don't know about y'all. But, you know, I don't know what else can I say, man. It, you know, men, women, we're going to do what we do, all right? Men, we're going to keep trying. Ladies, y'all keep trying. And somewhere along the way, we may get to the point where we don't need all the tests and all the craziness. You know, one thing we got to remember, be true to our own self, and then you don't have to worry about anyone else, right?
Right.
And that's all I'm going to say today. Don't forget tomorrow, man, Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Yeah. So 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Okay, and don't forget, if you want to leave a comment or just follow me, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Go on the page, you can follow me, or you can leave a little comment, you know, how you like the show, or, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to go a little bit more deeper, you can go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, and, you know, leave a comment there. Also, you can always send me an email, you know, to ericletstalk@gmail.com if you have any ideas for topics or anything for the show. All right. Well, other than that, that's about it. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. It was fun. It was a good one, that's for sure. And I hope to see all y'all tomorrow. So, keep smiling. Show appreciation. And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure that you have forgiven yourself first. Okay? And don't forget, Ebony Empress Show starts in about 20 minutes. Also on Blog Talk Radio, make sure y'all go by and give my sister a little support. Hey, we try to support each other here, all right? So without any further things, we're going to get out of here with Double Shot of Marvin and Tammy, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out.